Hi, I'm Art Kaplan. I teach medical ethics at NYU School of Medicine, and I'm irritated today. Why? Because we keep getting proposals put forward in Washington that in order to be eligible for Medicaid, you ought to work. What bothers me about this is it's a kind of reversion to 19th century thinking that the people who deserve health care should earn it. Ever since Charles Dickens wrote Oliver Twist, which was a little bit biographical in that his own dad was hauled off to debtor's prison when he was a child, he tried to bemoan the idea that only the deserving poor should get our aid. Look, if you look at the Medicaid program, about 40% of the people in it are elderly. Another 30% have disabilities that make it impossible for them to work, and there's a good number after that who are children. The number of people in the Medicaid program who are able-bodied and could work is probably hovering around 8 to 10% of the people who get it. And this isn't to say that they're not looking for work. It's just that at the time they become eligible, they don't have a job. It seems to me we have to sort of reckon and reconcile ourselves to the idea that health care ought to be a right. Not everything, not all the bells and whistles, but basic care. You can't work unless you're healthy. Telling people you can't get into Medicaid until or unless you're working is a vicious circle. It says, we're not going to give you the health care you might need in order to be healthy enough to get out there and get a job. And in any event, if you're super poor, if you have kids that are relying on you or elderly parents or siblings that you try to take care of, maybe that's why you're unable to work. So I don't want a means test. I don't want a test that's mean. I don't really want to be saying, look, only the deserving poor get medical assistance. I still see basic health care as a right. It's something that we should give to everyone, figure out how to pay for it, charge us taxes, figure out whether it's best done by insurance. Not everybody's going to get cosmetic surgery. Not everybody gets to the spa. Not everybody gets to travel to the faraway hospital. But broken bones and taking out your gallbladder and making sure you can see and hear and chew and walk, that ought to be the right that every American has because it's the only way to assure that in a capitalist society, people can work, people can compete, people can use their capacities and abilities to their fullest. So let's not get mean about Medicaid. Let's get sensible about it. Let's give it so that people can work. I'm Art Kaplan at NYU School of Medicine. Thanks for watching.